This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about coaching soccer.
Athletes in youth sports are often told things like, it's not about winning, it's about having fun. Sure, but what if you haven't won a single game all season? That's something Eau Claire writer-in-residence Ken Szymanski dealt with as a soccer coach. He shared a story about it at a live Wisconsin Life storytelling event in Eau Claire at the Lakely.
It's August in Wisconsin, and my son's Parks and Rec soccer season has nearly reached its less than inspiring conclusion. His team, the Broncos, sits at 0 wins and 10 losses. I can't blame the coach because I am the coach. Do you know how difficult it is to be in charge of morale when your team is 0-10? I can give the Broncos only so many variations on the "it doesn't matter if we win or lose" speech, because when they're 11 years old and we lose every single time, it does matter. And even if I hide it well, it affects me as a coach too. But this isn't about me. Sure, I don't want my son to watch me coach his team to a winless season. But I also don't want him to go through a winless summer. I don't want any of these kids to only feel loss after loss after loss and have that become our summer's legacy. So we're all on this sinking ship together with one last game that could serve as our collective life raft. There are no standings in Parks and Rec soccer, so each game is a fresh start. Let's end this season on a high note, I say. And the players good-naturedly take their positions on the field. Less than a minute after that speech, the Cheetahs zigzag the ball through our defense and score an easy goal. Here we go again. Keep fighting, Broncos, I yell. Keep hustling. After some back and forth, we work the ball downfield. Charging toward the goal, Mashana passes to Allie, who kicks it past the goalie's outstretched hands and into the net. Broncos score! Like a defibrillator, it's a shock to the system, jolting our team to life. 4 minutes later, Mashana is left alone with the ball near midfield, and she boots a high floater and into the net for another goal. Now we have something we haven't had all season, a lead. I can feel the shift in our team's mindset. All the frustrations from all those losses suddenly becomes fuel, a hidden reservoir of high-octane fuel unavailable to winners and champions. For the rest of the game, we are in overdrive. With a one-goal lead, the ticking clock becomes our savior. 5 minutes left. I can't do this for them, but I can pace the sidelines. I can yell encouragement. I can contort my body with each shot. 1 minute left. Don't let them steal this from us. Just hold on. Finally, the ref blows the whistle, and victory is ours for the first and final time. Our team runs off the field like World Cup champions. In Parks and Rec summer soccer, it's not whether you win or lose. Sometimes it's when you win or lose. And on this late Thursday night in August, the Broncos will ride their season finale, one game winning streak, straight into the setting sun.
Ken Szymanski shared that piece at a live storytelling event in Eau Claire at the Lakely. It was hosted by WPR's Wisconsin Life and the Chippewa Valley Writers Guild. To hear his full story, go to wisconsinlife.org or check out the Wisconsin Life podcast. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is Wisconsin Today.